Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung here at Temporary Studios in Peoria, Illinois. Now, we've been here in central Illinois. We're here for the purpose of visiting a number of churches. We're in Peoria the first week, Eureka the second week, and now we're on our way after the broadcast today over to First Baptist Church of Hoopston, Illinois. We'll be there for a three-day prophecy conference. That will include Sunday all-day prophecy conference and then Monday and Tuesday evenings. Looking forward to studying the prophetic word of God with those dear people. We go now, normally I would be saying to Israel, but instead we're going to catch up with the man Itamar Marcus, who heads up the Palestinian Media Watch. Palwatch.org is the website media address for this organization that monitors the Palestinian media, both the electronic and the print media. I say we catch him on a train. He's on his way from Washington to New York. And talk to me, Itamar. Why are you here in the United States and traveling late at night to get to the other location?
Well, I'm here in the United States speaking in different cities. I'm going from New York to Washington. I spoke in New York. I actually spoke in Philadelphia on the way, and I'm speaking in Washington as well, and I'm heading into Florida. And basically the message that I'm giving people is the message similar to material you're hearing on this program. What's really happening, the message, the true messaging of the Palestinian leadership to their people, not a peace message, it's a hate message, it's a destroy Israel message, and unfortunately, the world is not listening to them, and we have to make them listen, because this will hopefully create better policy.
Well, you look like you're on the direction that you need to be on, coming out of New York on your way to Washington and then down to Florida. Hope you have a great trip while here in the United States and a productive trip as well. I know that you'll be able to have an opportunity to meet many of your supporters for your organization there in Israel, and we hope that is very successful as well. You had a very interesting report just recently at your website, palwatch.org, talking about the Palestinian Authority television that is using this opportunity to teach children that the end of Israel is about to be here. In other words, they're saying, look, sit back, relax. The end of the Jewish state of Israel will be over. Then we'll have the entire state to ourselves. We'll call it Palestine. How in the world can they really assure the children that that's going to happen? And really, this is simply a means of propaganda for the little children, is it not?
Well, it's a lot worse than propaganda, because when children believe that that's what is inevitable, and they're also told at other times that that's something that they have to accomplish. Children are then motivated to go out and commit terror. They're very much motivated to hate. They're motivated to deny recognition of Israel and to deny any possibility of coexistence with Israel. So it's really the root of the continuation of the conflict, which is way beyond just simple propaganda.
Well, propaganda is used, of course, by the Palestinians, but as you've indicated to us in your answer to my question, it's a step up. They're ratcheting up propaganda, especially for the children. It looks like to me, Itamar, that the official plan for the children and all the Palestinian people would be to use Palestinian television and the educational system, especially for these little children, to prepare them for a time in the future, and it's not a good future as far as the state of Israel is concerned, is it?
It's absolutely correct. The school book message, for example, they promote terrorists as heroes. In fact, there's a section on heroes in a fifth grade Palestinian school book that teaches them everyone wants to be like them. And who do they cite? They cite Dalal Mughrabi, who killed 37 people, and they say everyone wants to be like them. So the children are literally being taught that they are supposed to use murderers of Israelis, murderers of children. Dalal Mughrabi killed 12 children and 25 adults, and they're told that they should want to be like her. And this is a clear message, and these are all books produced by the Ministry of Education of the Palestinian Authority. There can be no doubt what they want of their children.
How are they going about telling these children in this television program, in the series, and also in the schoolrooms of these little children as well? How do they suggest that the individual will come about?
They don't discuss that. They just tell them that it's inevitable because Israel has no right to exist. Israel is said to have stolen their land, and therefore it's inevitable that Israel will disappear. They're not told what's going to happen. They're just told that it's sort of some justice, cosmic justice that must happen. And obviously these are religious people, religious Muslims. Obviously they're indicating here that somehow Allah will arrange and guarantee that Israel will come to an end.
Itamar, I want to touch base with another subject that's pretty much in the top of the news as well in the state of Israel, and in particular Jerusalem and on the Temple Mount. Conflict is taking place there near the Eastern Gate, or what is referred to as the Golden Gate as well. And it looks like that the Palestinians want to establish another mosque on the Temple Mount. Now, that's not keeping the status quo, but there have been fire bombs that have been thrown at the Israeli security. Shots have been fired, rioting up there. Why do the Palestinians believe they have a right to have another mosque? I believe they have four or five right now. Why do they think they have the right to have another mosque up on the Temple Mount?
I don't think they think they have a right. I think they want to push Israel to the brink. I think they're interested in terror and violence right now. I think the leader of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, is very weak internally. He needs a crisis against Israel so that he will be popular. He wants Israelis to be killed, but he will be popular. And this is an artificial, very much totally artificial crisis that could lead to terror. That already did. You said there already were firebombs thrown. This will lead to terror, and it's an artificial crisis that's being done totally for internal reasons by Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority leader, who is being isolated and unpopular, and he wants to gain popularity.
Am I correct that in the end of the Six-Day War, 1967, there was an agreement at least to keep the status quo on the Temple Mount? Am I correct on that? And if I am, this certainly does not sound like the status quo on the Temple Mount.
Exactly. And it wasn't even an agreement. It was a unilateral gesture by Israel. There was no Palestinian Authority then. Then it was the Jordanian government. Jordan had illegally ruled Judea and Samaria, the West Bank. Israel got it back, but Israel decided, and in a historical perspective, it's one of Israel's great mistakes that's made throughout its history. Israel decided to give the Temple Mount away to Jordan in the hope that it could be a bridge to peace. And it turns out that it's been a bridge to endless, endless conflict and terror, and a source of endless conflict and terror. It's sort of a repeating theme. Israel very often does gestures that they hope will be seen on the other side as peace promoting, and it ends up being a source of terror. Israel gave away all the Jewish land in the Gaza Strip, hoping it would bring peace, and it brought terror. Well, the thing with the Temple Mount, Israel gave the Temple Mount to Jordan after it already was under Israel control, and it was hoped that this would be a gesture to indicate that Israelis are really interested in peace. Instead, it has brought just the opposite. It has been the source of conflict and terror. May I stress how much this is true? Yasser Arafat started the 2000 terror campaign, which he called an intifada, which lasted 4 years under the guise of protecting the Al-Aqsa Mosque. In 2014, Abbas started a terror wave, and in 2015, he started another terror wave. All of them were supposedly in defense of what he called the Al-Aqsa Mosque against Israeli presence on the Temple Mount. But Israel had been there all along, as we should have been. None of that would have happened.
Another friend of ours, both you and I, know Winky Medad very well. He's also a broadcast partner with us here on Prophecy Today. He has suggested that they put a Jewish synagogue up on the Temple Mount, and basically in the same area where the big fight for the next mosque is over there at the Eastern or Golden Gate. Do you think they would ever allow for a Jewish synagogue up there on the Temple Mount?
I don't think the Israeli government is going to do it. They're afraid. Unfortunately, the Palestinian Authority has used terror so many times to intimidate Israelis and the Israeli government that literally, and this is one of the great tragedies of the Israeli caliphate, they've given in so many times in the face of terror that the Palestinian Authority uses terror and initiates terror and threatens terror. Because of that, I'm sure the Israeli military establishment will say that the benefits of a synagogue don't outweigh the loss of life that we will have. And I'm not saying I'm justifying that position. I'm just saying that's what I am sure. I've heard it before. That's what I'm sure the Israeli military establishment will say. So that's why I don't believe it's ever going to. Well, certainly not in the near future. It's not going to happen.
I've heard people say that this could possibly lead into a major religious war on the Temple Mount between the Jews and the Muslim people, the Palestinian people of today. Is that a viable possibility? Are the Palestinians angry enough right now to go to a religious war?
Well, it's an artificial anger. Like I said, the Palestinian Authority leadership would like to see, I don't know if it's an all-out war, they'd like to see another terror wave. They'd like to see a month, two, three, four of terror. Hamas would end up being very popular. And so he's inventing a crisis on the Temple Mount, as he's done in the past. So certainly no one in Israel wants to live this war, and that's why I'm sure Israel will reject any calls to put up a synagogue there, because they know that the Palestinian population has been trained by its leaders that if Israel does anything on the Temple Mount, they should go out and be violent. And Israel doesn't want a religious war about it. They don't want any war. So they won't do anything that might bring about a war. And, of course, the PA does the opposite. The Palestinian Authority would like to see it right now. And we'll see what happens. We'll see who wins out on this artificial conflict that's being started by the Palestinian leadership on this Temple Mount right now.
Well, we'll stay on top of this story with Itamar Marcus. He heads up a team that monitors the Palestinian media. They're called Palestinian Media Watch. Their location on the internet, palwatch.org. And their leader, Itamar Marcus, our broadcast partner right here today on Prophecy Today Weekend. We're going to pray that you have safe journeys as you travel here in America and a successful trip as you meet with people and give them the real story behind what the Palestinian people are saying. Thank you so much for giving us a moment, Itamar. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.